Chapter 11. He who knows the light proceeds from glory to glory. The Intercessory Prayer. I. We would like to call your attention to the words of John 17, known as the Intercessory Prayer. You undoubtedly are familiar with this very lofty language, and perhaps you know by experience its magical influence. However, you will realize the importance and the necessity of seeing the substance of this prayer in the light of the modern spiritual school. As we had already had the occasion to tell you, the Gospel of John was and is held in great reverence by the Gnostics of our era, and, in fact, this Gospel is a source of great treasures, of imperishable and unchangeable value to all of us. We would now like to call your attention to the first three verses of this chapter 17 of the Gospel according to John, wherein is said, Father, the hour has come, glorify thy Son, that the Son may glorify thee as thou host given him power over all flesh to give eternal life to all whom thou hast given him. And this is eternal life, that they know thee, the one true God and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. As you know, these are the words which Jesus spoke a short time before he was apprehended. After they are cleared of the intentionally propagated and cultivated sentiments of the natural religious masses, we find that this exultant intercessory prayer is overflowing with the joy of a task that has been brought to fulfillment. The words, the hour has come, do not mean the hour of the way of torture, the hour of the beginning of suffering, but the hour of the consummation of a path of the rose and the cross. You can see such a way of the rosy cross as one which you have to walk yourself. You must, however, also see it as the path which we have to walk as a group. Further, it is to be noted that the gnosis also goes a path, that it carries through a process, thereby to serve all those who have the desire to follow it. The latter applies to the intercessory prayer. This song of praise refers not so much to a certain personality appearing in history at a certain time, but thank heaven, to the victory of the gnosis repeatedly occurring in history. When we confront you with this lofty jubilation, it is not to commemorate an event of nearly 2,000 years ago, but to see it as the crowning of a Gnostic work of current interest for this century, for our time, for all those who have been set apart by the Gnosis. Therefore, the hour has come for the glorification of the Son, that the Son may glorify the Father. The Son meant here we have to see as the radiating light of the first mystery. The Son is the light, the Gnostic fire which issues forth now, in our time, from the fundamental ray unto our human race. The glorification of this light signifies that it has attained its goal, that it will show its result, that it will gather its harvest into the barns. This glorification does not mean a somber death after suffering unspeakable pain, but a Gnostic ray that is born, that has accomplished an infinitely glorious task, and is now going to show the all, glorious results. This is what we wish you to realize. The glorification of the Gnostic Son who has come now. The light that now has victoriously accomplished its work. What then are the features of this victory? It concerns the glorious fact that a Gnostic light, a divine force, not of this world, has gained power over flesh, over nature-born sons of man who, wandering in darkness, have obtained contact with this light, and so definitely so, that one can speak of it as eternal. He who has achieved contact with the Son, with the light of the first mystery, has won eternity. What is eternal life? That they may know thee, the one true gnosis. In this instance, you must understand knowing as having achieved contact. He who thus knows this light proceeds from glory to glory and from power to power. From now on, shall we agree to live out of this realization of such a contact? We, who have been touched by the light, have eternity, which transcends all time.